The first well-documented mention of a wand made of elder that had particularly strong and dangerous powers was owned by Emmerich, commonly called the Evil, a short-lived but exceptionally aggressive wizard who terrorized the south of England in the early Middle Ages. He died, as he had lived, in a ferocious duel with a wizard known as Egbert. What became of Egbert is unknown, although the life expectancy of medieval duelers was generally short. In the days before there was a Ministry of Magic to regulate the use of dark magic, dueling was usually fatal. A full century later, another unpleasant character, this time named Godelot, advanced the study of dark magic by writing a collection of dangerous spells with the help of a wand he described in his notebook as "my most wicked and subtle friend with a body of Elhorn." Note 6. An old name for elder. "Who knows ways of magic most evil?" Magic Most Evil became the title of Godelot's masterwork. As can be seen, Godelot considers his wand to be a helpmeet, almost an instructor. Those who are knowledgeable about wand lore, note 7, such as myself, will agree that wands do indeed absorb the expertise of those who use them. Though this is an unpredictable and imperfect business, one must consider all kinds of additional factors, such as the relationship between the wand and the user, to understand how well it is likely to perform with any particular individual. Nevertheless, a hypothetical wand that had passed through the hands of many dark wizards would be likely to have, at the very least, a marked affinity for the most dangerous kinds of magic. Most witches and wizards prefer a wand that has chosen them to any kind of second-hand wand, precisely because the latter is likely to have learned habits from its previous owner that might not be compatible with the new user's style of magic. The general practice of burying or burning the wand with its owner once he or she has died also tends to prevent any individual wand learning from too many masters. Believers in the elder wand, however, hold that because of the way in which it has always passed allegiance between owners, the next master overcoming the first, usually by killing him, the elder wand has never been destroyed or buried, but has survived to accumulate wisdom, strength, and power far beyond the ordinary.